This sixth trade policy review of Brazil has provided an excellent opportunity to improve our understanding of Brazil's trade and investment policies. I would like to sincerely thank Ambassador Paulo Estevalle de Mesquita, Director General of the Economic Department at the Brazilian Ministry of External Relations, Minister Councillor Marcia Donner Abreu of the Permanent Mission of Brazil to WTO, and the rest of the large Brazilian delegation for their constructive engagement throughout this exercise. I would also like to thank Ambassador Choi, Permanent Representative of the Republic of Korea to the WTO, for his intervention as discussant. Brazil's written answers to the over 800 written questions have been well appreciated by members, and we look forward to Brazil's replies to the additional questions submitted no later than 1 month after this meeting. Overall, as mentioned by the discussant here today, members recognize Brazil's overall development potential and economic performance, as well as its achievements during the period under review. Brazil was commended for having weathered the global economic crisis well, largely due to sound macroeconomic policies. Members also noted that GDP growth averaged 3.6% over the 2007-2012 period, driven by strong domestic demand and favorable conditions for Brazilian exports. Brazil was congratulated for the progress made in further diversification of its trade. Members also strongly welcomed the improvements made in social indicators, including poverty alleviation and reduction in income inequality and unemployment during the period under review. However, it was also noted that GDP growth decelerated since mid-2011, partly triggered by the appreciation of the real and the global economic slowdown, but also reflecting structural shortcomings that affect Brazil's competitiveness. These include inadequate infrastructure, insufficient access to credit, labor market rigidities, and a complex tax system. Members expressed their hope that Brazil would address these challenges without resorting to trade restrictive policies, in particular given the large size of the Brazilian economy and its impact on world trade. Members also observed that competitiveness could be enhanced by improving the business environment. Members welcomed Brazil's active, if not strong active, participation in the multilateral trading system and in the Doha development agenda, including in agriculture as a coordinator of the G20 and in development-related issues. Brazil was warmly commended for its strong commitment to the finalization of the DDA, for its engagement in South-South cooperation, and for its initiatives in support of LDCs, as well as in aid for trade. Brazil was also encouraged to assume additional responsibilities in the WTO commensurate with its prominent position in the global economy. In this respect, some members invited Brazil to accede to the GPA, to join the negotiations to expand the coverage of the ITA, and to ratify the fifth protocol to the GATS. It was noted that in order to address the loss of competitiveness, especially in the manufacturing sector, Brazil has expanded credit programs, adopted a number of measures, including under the Plano Brasil Maior. However, some of the measures taken, such as temporarily increasing tariffs, using preferential margins for goods and services in government procurement, and applying criteria to favor domestic production when granting incentives or credits, might have a restrictive impact on trade. In general, members prompted Brazil to refrain from the use of this kind of measures and to make trade policy implementation more transparent and predictable. Members also noted that Brazil has stepped up the use of contingency measures, in particular anti-dumping, and urged the Brazilian authorities to ensure accurate and fair application of such measures, as well as exercise restraint in the recourse to them as they may stifle trade. The main, although admittedly non-exhaustive, areas for possible improvements brought up by members during the review include the following. And let me stress here that we have also taken due note of the very useful statements provided by Ambassador Mesquita today, as well as on Monday, which to a large degree addresses many of these points. First, tariffs. Beyond encouraging a closing of the substantial gap between bound and applied rates, members expressed concern with respect to the tariff increase on 100 tariff lines in October 2012 and the possibility that further increase on another 100 lines could take place in 2013. Some members inquired about the possible effect of these increases on Brazil's prices and competitiveness, as well as on the level of imports. Brazil replied that technical studies were conducted to analyze the desirability of any tariff changes. Second, other charges affecting imports. It was noted that the level and complexity of Brazil's tax system has a considerable impact on the price of imported goods. Questions were raised on Brazil's plans to simplify internal taxation, on national treatment of some tax reductions or suspensions, and on plans to harmonize state value-added tax rates. Brazil answered that there are plans to simplify there are plans to simplify the taxation system beyond improvements already made, but this is an effort for the long haul, and that there is no discrimination in the application of tax reductions or suspensions. Third, customs and import licensing. While noting improvements made in customs and trade facilitation, as well as the long-term efforts in this regard, members inquired about the increased cost related to customs clearance during the period of review. Brazil was also requested to provide an explanation for the wide use of non-automatic import licensing, as well as information with respect to licensing procedures, the agencies involved, and the conditions attached to licensing. Brazil replied that the list of items subject to licensing was publicly available and that licensing was used mostly for health, safety, and environmental reasons or for products subject to tariff quotas, TRQs, or trade remedy measures. Fourth, incentive schemes and credit programs. Members raised numerous questions with respect to the different incentive programs available, in particular the conditions attached, such as local content or production and or production process criteria. Concerns were raised with respect to some sector-specific schemes, such as in automotives, telecommunications, chemicals, and oil and gas sectors. Members also raised questions with respect to the scope, benefits, and trade effects of different export incentive programs. Similarly, the conditions to benefit from some credit and guarantee programs, especially those managed by BNDES, were the subject of a large number of questions, including the criteria for local content and production process conditions, the use of non-automatic procedures in the allocation of credits, and the determination of interest rates. Some members inquired about the WTO consistency of parts of these programs. In its replies, Brazil stated that it does not consider that there are any local content conditions and that the application of its incentive programs is not discriminatory. With regard to credit programs, Brazil replied that it considers that nothing in the WTO agreements should be read as prohibiting a member to establish conditions on production or on technology. Fifth, government procurement. While improvements have been made, especially with regard to transparency and risk management, some members expressed concern with the recent introduction of domestic preferences in the government procurement process and inquired about the reasons why the requirements to use tendering procedures is frequently waived. Brazil responded that the introduction of preference margins does not intend to be discriminatory or trade restrictive, but to promote jobs and income generation in the sectors selected. Six, intellectual property. A number of members posed several questions with respect to other IPR issues, including geographical indications, copyright protection, patents, compulsory licensing, and enforcement. Questions were asked in particular with respect to procedures for patent application for pharmaceutical products and the agencies involved. In particular, concerns were expressed regarding prior consent requirements by the Health and Sanitary Agency, ANVISA. In response, Brazil noted that ANVISA's examination focuses on the three patentability criteria provided for in the TRIPS agreement. Seventh, agriculture. Members noted that Brazil's average protection for the sector was low. However, they noted the possible trade-distorting effects of some measures, such as the policy of guaranteed minimum prices, and queried about the insufficient availability of private credits to the sector. Brazil replied that it considers its agriculture regime open with limited levels of protection. On rural credit, Brazil noted that there are no barriers for its provisions by private banks, but rather a lack of interest on their part. Eighth, investment and services. Members remarked that the different services sectors were relatively open to foreign investments, providing the same legal treatment for foreign and local capital and no restriction on remittances, as well as commended Brazil for the liberalization that has taken place in some sectors. Brazil was encouraged to reflect this in its WTO commitments and to pursue further liberalization. Some members inquired about certain aspects of the new reinsurance regulation, which seems to restrict market access. Questions were also raised with respect to the application of certain charges on maritime import freight. In the area of telecommunications, some members questioned the use of local content provisions in the auction bids of radio waves. Brazil replied that the radio spectrum is a public resource and its auctions take into account economic and social developmental considerations. In conclusion, members generally commended Brazil for its economic resilience to the recent global economic crisis, while recommended that it undertake further structural reforms and maintain an open trade and investment regime to secure sustainable growth. Members welcomed Brazil's achievement in the social sphere and encouraged it to improve its competitiveness and business environment to lock in those achievements. In particular, members invited Brazil to avoid resorting to trade-restricting or distorting measures to promote local domestic production, as these measures would not result in long-term growth and may impede taking full advantage of Brazil's participation in the global economy. The numerous questions posed and the participation of a large number of delegations in this meeting reflect the members' substantive interest in Brazil's trade and investment policies and practices. Similarly, many members underlined Brazil's key leadership role in the WTO and encouraged it to shape its trade policies and assume further responsibilities in line with its position in the global economy. In closing, I would sincerely like to thank the Brazilian delegation, all other delegations, the discussant, and the secretariat for this successful review. Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.